Ready? Gorilla. Ready? Ready, ready. All right. So the title this morning is asking God some stuff. And, you know, when you talk to God, he shares things with you. And the title this morning is Line Up on the Right Side. Line Up on the Right Side, September 28th, 2014. So I thought about that. And if you'll just stand just for a minute, and as you're facing the cross, amen. And if this was the line, if there's a line by it, this bigger line, I just want you to step to the right side of it. You know? You just want to take to the right side of it. Because see what you gotta understand is Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and when we depart from here and go to heaven, we're going to be seated with him in heavenly places. So I just want you just to get used to being on the right side, because you used to be on the wrong side. And now that you got Jesus and you have the Holy Spirit living and dwelling inside of you, you've made a switch to the other side. Now you're on the right side. You can be seated if you want. Amen. That's going to stick in you all day long now. You're on the right side. You've dialed in. You've lined yourself up to be on the right side. And when you got saved, that was just the beginning of your relationship. But God wants to further develop us. So this morning, I just want to take some information and some word and show you how that we can increase the Holy Spirit inside our lives, so we can be more discerning, so we can hear a little bit more about what God is saying in our lives and develop a little deeper relationship, a little deeper friendship with our Heavenly Father, learn a little bit more spiritual truth, and then learn to serve a little bit more God. Because once you start to get to know him, once you begin to spend more time with him, the more that you get in tune with him, the more you're going to want to do things with him and for him, which means you're lining up on the right side. Amen. Our faith needs to be put into action in order for us to have the manifestation of the promises of God. God wants us to have the promises of God, which are yes and amen. But we have to do so. We have to activate our faith. And by doing that, we spend time with God. No matter how long you've been a believer, no matter how long you've been saved, you're characterized really by your spiritual growth. Your relationship should be growing and drawing closer to Jesus every day. The key to everything in life is a relationship. Think about that. At work, I have relationships established with certain people. I have relationships established with my boss. I have relationships with vendors. I have relationships with people I come across. And everything is based upon your relationships. Your relationship could be a good relationship or it could be a poor relationship. It's all depending upon how you want to look at it, how the time that you want to place in it. If our relationship is out of order, then our life is out of order. Your growth is stunted. And then everything in your life gets out of whack. So what we need to do is we need to get our life back in tune to what the Holy Spirit's saying and get onto the right side of him. Amen? Our life should revolve around Jesus and the kingdom. Here's the thing. I don't think you should be walking around saying, oh, Jesus, 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 because you're going to look like a fool and a freak and people are going to kind of run away from you. Amen? But your actions, the way that you present yourself, the way that you talk. God is interested in those little, small, minute things that you do. When you put that shopping cart back in the stall instead of leaving it out for somebody to go pick it up. He's looking. I've been guilty of, you know, leaving my to-do list inside the garbage thing and have my drink and leave it inside the cart and just let somebody else pick it up instead of throwing it away. It's the little stuff that God is interested in. It's the little stuff that we can improve that makes you look different, because the world's going to do whatever the world's going to do. I mean, they go occupy spaces and they leave 7.5 tons of garbage behind. You know what I'm saying? It's happened just in the last few weeks. So we want to look like we're different. We want to be looked at that we're different because we do things God's way. We're not following the crowd. You don't need to get 12 tattoos and 9 ear piercings to fit in anymore. Amen? I'm going to do things God's way. I'm not there to impress people. I'm there to impress upon them my Savior. By not beating them up with the word, but just showing the love of Jesus, being kind, showing love, being compassionate. So this morning, I want to share just a few things with you, a few ideas about getting and growing spiritually and strengthening your relationship with Jesus. And you got to look at, take a look at Psalms 139:1. Psalms 139:1. One of the Psalms in the back. Psalm 139:1. It says, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. We're in trouble. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything that I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. He knows everything about you. He knows when you're going to wake up. He knows when you're going to go to sleep. He knows when you're traveling. He knows when you're at rest. He knows everything that I do. He knows when I lie. He knows when I cheat. He knows when I'm not loving or kind. He knows everything. Oh. So if he knows everything, you can't pull a fast one over. That's the good thing about you. God. And what's even funnier is when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior and then you have the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, now you have someone dwelling who's on board with you that's watching every move you make. And so you're worried about cameras inside of a elevator, or you might be concerned about people are watching me. You know, guess what? You got someone with you all the time, the one that's really important to you, watching every move you make. He knows when you're not so good, and he knows when you're, you know, not so caring, and he knows all those things. And sometimes he gives you a little nudge with the Holy Spirit. You might want to change that up a little bit. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're doing good things. He knows when you're evangelizing. He knows when you're just doing even a little small things by putting that shopping. He's watching. He's with you. People are always watching. You think the cameras are watching you at Walmart? He says, I know everything that you do. Everything. He left what out? Nothing. He knows everything. Well, I'm going to get this one over God. No, you won't. He knows everything. So you should start to find out everything about him then. Our relationship with Jesus should be our focus, our daily focus. Every morning we wake up, we should want to get our relationship in alignment with what his word says. We should petition God on a regular basis to examine our lives, to look at us and Lord, help change me. Lord, Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me and change some things in me. Get it in me so that I just make a change, even if it's 1 degree. Lord, help me this day to change something. Take a look at Psalms 139:17. Psalms 139:17. It says, how precious are your thoughts about me. This is God. Precious thoughts about me. They cannot even be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you're still with me. Think about grains of sand. There are a whole bunch of them. You ever go to the beach? I mean, that's a lot of grains. And those are all the thoughts that he has about you. That's pretty cool. To know that he thinks about me that much. Wow. So he's really interested in how I'm doing. And I like this. And when I wake up, he's still hanging around with me. He's still there. He just didn't say, I'm out of here. He ain't no one-night stand. He's with you all the time, everywhere you go. And God's so good that he always shows us stuff. He tries to help you in your relationships. He tries to steer you away from circumstances and situations through the Holy Spirit when you listen to him. He's trying to get those distractions and those detours and those things that the devil tries to throw in your way. And he tries to get those things out of the way so that you don't fall into the pit. Amen? He doesn't want things to hinder you because he's with you, and he's got important business when he's with you. And so he doesn't want you to have to go around the mountain again and again and again. He doesn't mind you being familiar with something, but he doesn't want you to have to see it 75 times. Amen? I mean, once I've been to Disneyland a couple times, I'm good. I don't need to go spend another $300 to go into the park and see everything I've already seen. I'm good. I'm going to go experience something else. Amen? There's only how many times I can spend with Goofy and Minnie and Mickey. Amen? God wants you to see the whole world. God wants you to see everything. God wants you to line up on his side, the right side, because when you line up on his side, he's got this whole great thing in store for you. Obedience to his word brings the blessings in your life. The Lord desires to reveal your weaknesses when you walk with him, so that you walk with him more righteously. I would rather have him expose to me my issues than the devil embarrass me in front of all my friends and family. So he's always a gentleman. God is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit that lives in us is always just trying to just do a little tweak, just a little bit, just make a little adjustment, teach you a little bit more patience, teach you a little bit how to have some joy, teach you a little bit how to rest a little bit, take a little time for yourself, spend a little time in my word, just fellowship with it. That's what God wants you to do. He wants to show you where your weaknesses are, because if he shows you where you'll go and make those changes. But when the devil does it, man, you're just like, man, I'm defeated. I can't believe I got exposed. That's why I don't worry about running for president, because I'll tell everybody all my past sins, all my issues, and then there's nothing else they can find on me. Amen? Because why? I've got the Holy Spirit living inside. He's there to help you. He's there to guide you. He's there to provide information in your brain so that you make the right decision. Amen? Take a look at Job 23:10. Because you say, well, sometimes I'm going through some stuff. Well, it's better that God shows your weakness and then so that you'll walk in righteousness than being exposed by the devil. But Job 23:10 says this: but he knows where I'm going. So God knows where I'm going. This morning he knew I was coming to 2012 West Sunset Road, Suite 120, the home of Spirit Life Christian Church. Amen. He knew, though, that I had to stop at Smith's to go pick up some chicken wings. Amen. And then he knew I'd have to go to the post office box to go check out the mail, and then I would arrive here. He knew all that. He was with me the whole time. He knows where I'm going, and it says, and when he tests me, because, see, you can never have a testimony. Now, I love when Christians go, well, when I got saved, I shouldn't go through anything. No, it means you're going to go through some stuff, but you ain't going alone. You got somebody with you. You got a helpmate. You got an advocate. You have a best friend. His name is Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit that lives inside. He knows every move you're going to make. He knows the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He just wants you to get onto the right side of him so he can protect you. It says, and he knows where I'm going, and when he tests me, I will come out as pure as gold. When they make gold pure, they heat it up, and all the impurities come out so that you can have a pure form of gold. It gets tested. It gets put to the fire. And what God is saying is sometimes your life gets put to the fire because there's impurities in you, there's weaknesses in you that need to come out that the devil will try to expose. But if God can take those things and simmer them off, then you're going to be this pure vessel that he can work with. that when people go, hey, whoa, what's going on? There's gold. I don't know about you. I like gold. It's expensive. But for the King of Kings, it's nothing. God wants you to be purified like gold. Sometimes you have to go through some test drive. He didn't get you sick to teach you a lesson, just so you understand it. But he allows you to go through some tests. He allows you to go through some little trials. He allows you to go through some stuff so that you can pass the test because you have been faithful. You have been a person of the Word. You have been diligently seeking Him. You've been knocking, asking, seeking, pleading, Lord, help me. Let me be more like You, Jesus. And then when you go through the test and you pass it, you go to the next level. When you fail, you go into the back of the line. Gotta go take that test again. Gotta go take that test again. Until you pass it. God wants you to pass the test the first time. Amen? God wants you blessed. But you're going to go through some tests because the Bible says when you come out, and you will come out as pure as gold. God wants you to come out as pure as gold. God wants you to go through some stuff so that when He comes out, you're shouting praises to who He is. I said all that to say this. Spiritual growth takes place when you're humble. Shout, when I'm humble. When I'm humble, spiritual growth takes place. See, when you're humble, spiritual growth takes place. See, you need to be both willing, but you got to look into yourself and have the light of the Holy Spirit reveal to you all your positive and negative characteristics of who you are, and then be willing to change. You need to learn to humble yourself. Because if you don't humble yourself, oh, trust me, the devil will set you up so that you'll be humbled. Amen? He will bring you to your knees. He will embarrass you in front of a larger group of people than just you and God. So it's best to allow to be humble now. Allow God to work through you. Go through that test and don't tell everybody about it. And don't complain about it. And just go through it. And know that you have Him with you. He's always with you. Never leaving you. Never forsaking you. He's with you. He knows every move you're going to make. But He wants you to be humble. Spiritual growth takes place when you're honest with yourself. Say, when I'm honest with myself, spiritual growth takes place. You got to be honest with yourself. The Spirit of God shows us the truth about ourselves. Take a look at 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches just a couple things. Doesn't it say that? He searches what? So He leaves what? Nothing out, right? So He searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows, the things of man expect the Spirit of man which is in him. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. You have the Spirit of God that dwells inside of you. And He's there to bring you things to the surface. He's there to show you where you're missing the mark. My mama showed me this, or my daddy showed me this, but they could have been wrong. And the Holy Spirit's showing you what the truth is. And He's trying to bring something to the surface. So don't rationalize that sin or make excuses for your behavior, but line up on the right side. He's going to bring some things to the surface to show you so that you can change those things. He's not forcing you to change anything. But if you do change the things that He brings to you, and you begin to pull those things out of your life, then God blesses you. Spiritual growth takes place when I am patient. Shout, when I am patient, spiritual growth will take place. See, I got to be patient. The Lord will reveal our wrong attitudes and our actions little by little. Because here's the deal. You and I are a mess without Him. We are. So we need Him to show us where we're missing the mark, where we have a wrong attitude, where we have a wrong action, when we say something out of turn that wouldn't come from Him, when we do something that doesn't line up with His Word. He always makes these little adjustments, little by little. He doesn't try to overwhelm you and take it all because you're such a mess when he got you. Amen? But He loves you so much that He's going to stick with you for the long haul. He's going to be with you every day, 365 days, 24 hours a day. He is with you. Why? Because He's in it with you. But He wants you to make some adjustments. He wants you to change a little bit. So then when you look back, you say, wow, I'm not that same person I used to be. Just as it took decades for you to become an adult, it actually takes time for you to grow spiritually. You just don't one day say, I'm the apostle. Oh, now I'm the bishop. Oh, no, I'm a, you know, right reverend. No, no, no. It's a process. We got saved almost 21, 22 years ago. I mean, my house was full of booze and magazines I wouldn't be proud to share with you. Or in Sports Illustrated. That's what I used to look like. That's BC, before Christ took over. Before I allowed Him to come in and stir me up and remove some of those things that were going to harm me. But I had to be patient because, you know, you want it all right now. You're like the McDonald's generation. Hey, I want it right now. In 90 seconds, why isn't my meal here, you know? But spirit, when you grow spiritually, it takes time. And you have to be patient. And you got to just call upon the Lord because there's so much in you and there's so many things God wants to show you that it takes some time. But you got to make some effort. I'm not the same person I was 22 years ago. No, not even close. My wife would say I'm not. I'm more mellow. I've learned that I'm not arrogant, conceited, and cocky. Got a problem with that? I mean, that's how I used to be. And little by little, He'll just point the little things out. You know, you flare up. You got a real bad temper. You need to work on it. And when you don't, guess what? He's going to give you an opportunity to work on it. Or it might cost you your job or friendship because you got mad. So you got to work on that. Can't go to those certain movies. There's certain movies we just don't even go watch anymore. There's shows that just, you know, just don't entertain us anymore. I mean, you know, heck, I don't even go to the movies. Praise God. You know? We watch one, we're like disappointed. It's like, really? Do you need to do all that in that movie? So you got to understand something about patience. Investments take time to grow. Investments take time to grow, so be patient. Spiritual growth takes place when I'm of good courage. Say, I'm going to be of good courage. I'm going to be of good courage. So you got to understand something, that you will never become the person God wants you to be until you ask Him to examine your heart. When you begin to ask God into your life and to look at you, you may look healthy on the outside, but on the inside you may be harboring sin or unforgiveness that will destroy your joy and your peace. God, you got to invite God in every day, because the world's inviting itself in every day. It's always knocking on your door. It's always on a billboard. It's always on a TV commercial. It's on the radio. It's in your face 24 hours a day. It's in the internet. It's there trying to shove itself inside of you. And so what you need to do is say, I got to get some more Jesus in me. Shout, I will not fear what the Lord may require. See, don't fear what the Lord may require. Because He might have you do some things that get you out of your comfort zone. But it's for your own good. Listen to God's instructions, or you will be limited spiritually. Your growth will not go to the potential it should go when you fear the Lord. When you're feared to do the things that God's called you to do, you know that God's told you to go do something, and you won't go do it because, well, the Lord will always strengthen you and he will always help you when you obey him. He's in your corner. He's on your side. He's there for you. He's there with you all the time. Oh, Pastor, sure he is. Take a look at John 15:4. John 15:4. I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to encourage you this morning. John 15:4 says, "Abide in me, and I in you. And as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. But if you abide in him, and you're connected to the source, you as a branch will bear lots of fruit. And if I hear the scripture in Psalms saying that he's always with me, and he's never leaving me, and he knows the beginning from the end. He knows every step I'm going to take. He knows everything about me. He knows when I sit down. He knows when I wake up. He knows everything about me. Then I shouldn't be fair when he requests of me to go do some things, when he requires me to line up with the Word. Because when you line up on the right side of God, God removes all the spiritual blessings, removes all the spiritual blockage that's been holding you up. In other words, there's sometimes in you, God's got this potential in you, but, you know, if you look at the Hoover Dam, for an example, it holds back a lot of water, doesn't it? You ever been there and see how it holds back all the water on one side to the other? Well, that's what you do when you don't follow God's way. But when you do follow his way, it removes all those blockages, and all of a sudden you got a whole bunch of overflow. What happens when you line up on the right side of God and you start doing things his way? And when you start allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and lead you, guess what? God removes all those spiritual blessings or blockages, but you also get a greater intimacy with God. You draw closer to him. He draws closer to you. The more that you abide in him, the more he abides in you. He's always with you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. But the more that you spend with him, God just, I mean, when you hang with people that you really like, you spend more time with them. Amen? When your conscience is clear, you will experience a closer relationship with the Lord. Think about that. You get a deeper fulfillment. Not only will your relationship with God be healthy, but it will prompt you to set everything else around you in order. You will experience more peace, more contentment, and more joy when you have a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit. When you allow him to guide you and you say, "All right, we're going to do it that way. All right, God, I'm going to do it that way. I really like to do this, but if you want me to do this, I'm willing to go do this instead." Your priority for God increases. Here's the deal. The more that you serve God, the more you're going to want to serve him. The more you spend time in his word, the more you're going to want more of his word. Amen? Your priorities change. Your focus changes. It's not that you're going to be at the church 7 days a week, but you're focusing on how would God handle things. Someone's going through something, and you're the person that calls them up. Normally you wouldn't, but you're the one that God said, "Hey, that someone's going through something, and you need to call them up today because they just need to hear a voice of reason." Amen? Your priorities change. It's not about you. It's about him who's inside of you. Those who allow the Father to examine their hearts always makes room in their schedule for a time of study and meditation and praying. Those, when you set your priorities on him, he always takes care of all your stuff. When you take care of his house, he takes care of your house. You know what also happens? When you get on the right side of God and you get the Holy Spirit living inside of you, your energy is renewed. Worry, resentment, fear, and other ungodly attitudes drain your energy. They suck the life out of you. All that drama. But when you become spiritually healthy, serving God becomes a joy instead of a duty. And you know what else happens? order is restored in your life. God is a God of order. God wants your life in order. God wants when you come to your house to be in order. And you know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to step on your toes. God is not going to bless you with a newer car when the car you're taking care of, you don't take care of. You don't give it a bath once in a while. You never vacuum it up. You know, your car smells. You only buy an air freshener. So what? It has torn seats and the radio don't work, but you can at least make it look presentable, because you just never know who God might invite in your life that day. And they'll look at you and say, well, gee, that's a mess. They're not judging you. They're saying, it's a mess. But you could have a car that maybe, you know, be rusted and some dents and scratches on, but it looks like you've taken care of it. Come on. It's that little stuff God's interested in. Because he'll bring somebody to bless you. He likes your life to be in order. He doesn't like your life to be chaotic. Why? Because he's with you everywhere. You think, I don't like to hang around people whose lives that are chaotic. And there's a lot of drama in their lives. I mean, I hang around with them just for like about 20 minutes, and I'm like, my energy's zapped. I'm tired. I'm like, God, that person just wore me out. Well, think about it. God is with you 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days. Don't you think he'd like to have order in your life so he doesn't get all wore out, get all tired? Oh my God, I mean, how many times am I going to tell him? Oh man, Holy Spirit, what do I need to do? Do I need to send a raven with a note that says, need to have an elephant fly? I mean, what do I need to do to get your attention? Because he's with you all the time. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be enriched. He wants your life to be something that's showing off. So this morning, you got to learn to walk in a stronger walk with God. You need to take your faith level to a whole nother level where there is no devil. Amen. You got to learn to increase yourself in the things of God. It depends upon the leading of the Holy Spirit and then you taking direction from the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit tells you to go do something, go do it. He says, go change that. Go change that. He's not going to bless you with more when you don't even take care of what you got. Come on now. He knows everything about you. He loves you enough that he's going to hang around with you even when you make a mistake. Even when you're embarrassed, he's still going to be with you. But he tries to help you in private. That's the kind of God he is. He's good. He pulls you aside and says, hey, Jeff, you know, those things that you say and do, you know, sometimes offensive so to others. And I wasn't here to offend. I'm here to love people. And so maybe you just zip your lip and not say anything about that. Or you say it in a kind tone instead of in a rebellious, in a strong tone. People get the point. It's easier to gravitate people when you have a sweet word on your mouth. Let's ask a politician. Than having vinegar as your dressing. Amen? King David said this in Psalms 139:23. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way inside of me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Search me every day, Lord. Check my heart. Make sure that there isn't any junk in there that's going to pollute somebody else's life. Holy Spirit, reveal to me where I need to make some changes. Maybe there's things in my life I'm going way too fast. I just need to slow some things down. Maybe I just need to take a deep breath and smell the roses along the way instead of buzzing by it at 120 miles an hour. See, the Holy Spirit will reveal what impedes your walk with God. Show you the way so that you can line up on the right side. Holy Spirit wants to reveal things to you so that you walk in all the blessings. wants you blessed. God really wants you blessed. So the whole world can take note. Look what I've done for Pastor Diane. Look what I've done for that man. Look what I've done for that one. Look what I've done for that. Look what I did for that. Look what I did. And then when you look back, you go, man, I look back 22 years and I go, man, God, you've removed a stockpile of junk that's been in my life. I haven't had to carry it and be all worn down from it. I've gone free. I'm like, it's like unhooking the trailer, man. It's like, keep all that stuff. I'm walking. I'm free. I can do what I want to go do. I don't have to worry about opening up a hidden closet and say, oh, man, God's with me. And the more right choices you make, it starts to take out those bad choices that you made. And you make less bad choices as you grow in the things of God. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you not to make those certain things or those statements or those, because they'll come back to haunt you. There's certain things I don't post on Facebook because, you know, that will come back to bite me later on. Amen? I may not always agree with the president and the Republicans and the Democrats and the Libertarians. And I might not agree with any of them. But I can pray for them. I have a power to vote when the next person comes to be elected. Amen? If my person doesn't get in office, then I just pray that person hears from God. Holy Spirit, reveal to me. Reveal it to them. We ought to be praying now that we get people in offices in high power that really, 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 really hear from God. We got to really pray that the people that we come in contact with really, really hear from God, our management team, because they might run that company right into the ground. But just one idea from God, one touch, change the whole situation. Hearing from God, allowing Him to take the lead and you be the dance partner. Let Him lead. He's, you know, he got all the moves. You even step on your toes and trip over yourself. Allow Him to lead. We follow. Allow the Holy Spirit to direct you to the right side. God wants to bless you. He does. He's with you all the time. Think about that. Think about what Psalm says in that Psalms 1:3, that He's always with. He knows when you wake up. He knows when you go to sleep. He knows what you're going to do before you even go do it. Think about that. But He's not a puppeteer making you do anything that you don't want to do. All He can do is, you know, I'm going to lead you. It's kind of like this. You go on a cruise ship. And on the cruise ship, it's all you can eat. But you decide to just stay in your hotel room there and eat the crackers and cheese that you brought for 7 days. You had access to the fruit and the vegetables and the steak and the caviar and the lobster and the shrimp and the ice cream and the desserts and the breakfast and the eggs and the souffles and the sandwich. You had access to it all, but you just chose to stay in your room and eat your crackers. It nourished your body for a period of time, but it wasn't to the full potential that God had for you. He had all this other stuff for you when you went above deck. When you stepped out of your room, there was a whole bunch more stuff for you to have. So when you ask Him to search your heart, when you ask Him to be part of, He's never leaving you nor forsaking you. He's just trying to open up doors of opportunity and roads of opportunity so that you'll be blessed. But it's your choice. He's never going to force Himself to you to do anything you don't want to do. I've learned God's given me the potential to be a trillionaire. And you look and say, great, Pat, I believe I'm going to have to be a trillionaire. Someone got to be. I don't know how He's going to do it, but all He has to do is give me one idea. I sell it on Shark Tank and make $1 billion. Come on now. What? Because there's connections. You might just give me the idea, but I might need a connection. Come on now. I like the spiritual connections. I like how he hooks you up with people that are alike to help you grow. You know, like Daniel when he came last week, you know, helped you grow. Helped you activate some things in your life that you really could hear from God. You really could say, God's gift to him. Really? It's in you. And if you allow him access to your heart and to your whole being, he'll pour this in you. He'll bless you. So today's the 28th. It's the end of 1 month. A new month's coming. Wednesday is October 1st. We just started celebrating fall, because the old stuff is falling away. And now we've got onto the right side of God. I'll do it here. I got on the right side of God. Amen. Today should be the day that you have a fresh beginning, a new spiritual season, a new growth inside of you. Take the time this weekend and begin to just activate those things that the Holy Spirit's been telling you about. The Holy Spirit's been leading you and guiding you and talking to you, and you went, yeah, I'll get to it. Yeah, we'll talk about it. And you've been muting him. It's about time that you open up those Bose speakers a little bit, called your ears. And then after you've heard it, step out and do it. Because see, you got to understand, he's already with you. He knows what you're going to do. He knows your capabilities. He knows you can do it, because you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. You are more than able. You are more than capable. God has just told me this to let you know that when you allow the Holy Spirit to start being the lead in your life, you're going to start living some life that you've never lived before on a whole nother level. There ain't no devil that's going to affect you, because he's already been defeated. There are going to be some tests, so that you can have the testimony. You're going to have to, you have to still pass the test to graduate. You can't be PhD until you pass some tests. You can't be a master of something until you've taken this course of study called life and have overcome it, because you're an overcomer in Christ Jesus. The only thing that you have going for you is I don't want to say you have a cheat sheet, but you have the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells inside of you. You have someone who has all the answers. They all reside. I mean, think about that for a second. You have to take a test, and you have all the answers in front of you, and all you have to do is access it, but you choose not to go and open it up to see what it is. So you'd rather struggle, try to do it your way, and then when it fails, go back to God. I'm sorry. And God says, well, just open a book. It's right here on page one. Here's the answer. It's that easy. Oh, Pastor, you don't know what my life. Listen, we deal with difficult situations all the time, but our trust and faith is in God. You get an unexpected $1,000 dental bill, and you say, God, you got mail. You know, God, I just want to remind you that I'm a tither. Oh, did the Lord remind you that I give offerings? The Holy Spirit says, yeah, I know. I got it in the works for you. Then you call on that bill and say, oh, we made an error. It's really not $1,000. Oh, yeah, you don't have to. Just discard that. Or, hey, you're going to have to pay for that, but we're going to give you this payment plan. And matter of fact, we're just going to discount it for you up front. Come on now. You have not because you asked not. You didn't get a raise because you haven't asked for one in a long time. But you had been proving yourself that you've been doing a great job up to that point, because trust me, they already know. They've been watching. They've been watching you by camera. God been with you the whole time. He's been watching. And don't worry, he'll nudge the person when he's ready to get you that promotion, when he's ready about to take you from here. Here. Just got to step onto the right side. That's all. You got to step on over to the right side. When you make decisions, do it. Make sure they line up with the Word of God. Make sure they're on the right side. Lord, do you want me to do this? Yes, I do. How am I going to do it? I'm going to help you. I'm going to lead you. You need to take a step. Is this the right way? Yeah? Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, okay. He'll lead you. Do I go do this or do I go do that? But when you're on the right side of God, He will bless you. You got to be led by the Holy Spirit that lives. Build up the Holy Spirit that's inside of you. Talk to Him every day. Read some of the Word and allow that to penetrate you. Because once you're in tune, that you won't make those wrong choices and bad decisions. When that bank's getting robbed, you won't be there at the time because God already told you not to be there. Because you have this discernment. Step away from it. Come on. Well, here's an investment opportunity. It's too good to be good. And it usually is. And then God says, hey, don't do that. And you say, I'm going to do it anyway. And then you lose your money, and then you go, wee! The other person goes to prison. No time God told you not to. And God said, be patient. Be still. You're not going to be a millionaire overnight, you know, because you wouldn't know how to handle it. Most people become millionaires overnight, can't handle it. God, it's a process. It's a spiritual process. I'm going to be patient. I might not like what I have today, but I'm going to be patient. I'm going to push through it. I'm going to continue to do it God's way, not my way. I'm going to pray. I might have to fast. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to tell all my friends and have a pity party and call, you know, Oprah and Dr. Phil. I'm going to call Jesus. I'm going to work with the Holy Spirit. Hey, Father in heaven, help me a little bit. I'm a little messed up here. Can you help me today? And I'm not sure how this is going to work out, but your word says it's going to work out for my good, and I know that you're with me, and I know that you're living and dwelling inside of me, and I know that I have favor, and I know that I have increase. And Lord God, I know that you only have the best things for me. That's what you got to be confessing. Anything else that you confess, you possess. I ain't confessing that I'm going to die a young age. Doctors give me reports all the time. I just tend to disagree with them. Your blood work ain't right. Well, let me lay hands on the blood work. Because I got the blood of Jesus inside of me, and it has to line up. Or you can just accept it. And once you accept it, you receive it. I receive it. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. He wants to bless you. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord God, impart in your people your plans and your purposes. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning that we hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Holy Spirit, invade our space. Make us even feel uncomfortable. We ask you into our hearts today. We ask you to invade our territory. We ask you to make residence in our life. We want to be led by you, Holy Spirit. Because you hear right from the source. You hear from God. You're our connection point to the Father. Lord God, help us to just not be a hearer what the Holy Spirit's telling us, but let us be a doer. Let us implement the plan. Let us get in the game. Let us be doers. Lord God, even in the little things of life, you're involved. You're with us everywhere we go. Lord God, you're with us in the shopping mall. You're with us when we wake up and we're brushing our teeth. You're with us every moment, every second of our life. Reveal to us all your plans for us. We'll be patient. We're willing to wait. We're willing to allow you to move some stuff out and bring some stuff up to us so that we can clear it out and wipe it off like a whiteboard, Jesus. Those past hurts are going to go. Those people that have hurt us have gone, or they're going, and they're leaving the situation. That you're with us, Lord God. You're our shield. You're our protector. And when the fiery darts come, you're there to block them for us. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us and direct us. Let us have compassion and love. Let us use our thinking cap. Give us the words and the knowledge and the wisdom that only comes from you. Use us to change this world, to change our just change our apartment complex, or change our city, our block, our neighborhood. Lord God, let us be used just in that area for now, Lord God, so then we can be used in a larger territory. Allow us to hear from you. I ask you, Lord God, to bless us. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody say, amen. Amen. You are dismissed.